Brad Taylor's going to join us from Freedman Racing. Morning, Bradley.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Now, how did your stable go yesterday? Did you spend anyone's money?
We bought one.
Right.
It might be a wee push for today. We bought Lonera Colt out of HG Smart, who is a half-brother to HG Series, who we've got in the first at Caulfield today.
And will it be winning?
Well, I think he's well over, she is well over the odds. She's about 750. She probably should have won on Boxing Day. Was just very unlucky. So she stays a maiden, and hopefully we can knock it off on set.
Beautiful.
Today.
$7.
Mate, when you go out to pick your horse, what are you looking for?
Fast ones?
Yeah, fast ones. How do you know they're fast?
Yeah, how do you, okay.
To be honest, it's really like lotto. Buy an expensive lotto ticket, you never know. You know, they come on all shapes and sizes, and, you know, very lucky to work for Anthony, who's had a hell of a lot of experience looking at horses, and, you know, I've learned a lot from him over the years, and, you know, everyone looks for something different, and, yeah, you never really know until you get them home.
With your youngsters, obviously, you don't have a runner in the two-year-old race this year, but we're sort of going through. Is Forbes your best two-year-old?
Yeah, he's probably the top of the ranks at the moment. We've got a nice filly called Agentia that we've got a really good opinion of. She's a Frankel filly out of Princess Cope. Very well bred.
Who owns her?
John Camilleri. It's a Fairway Thoroughbred.
Jeez.
She had a trial yesterday and trialled quite nicely. So, yeah, she'll step out in the next couple of weeks. She's probably one to follow. But, yeah, Forbes probably takes the cake, and that's why we'll target him towards the Golden Slipper and see how far we get.
And when you go to the sales, just for our sort of audience that aren't, you know, have never been to a horse sale before, obviously it's quite, you know, entertaining. If you've never been to one, I'd suggest you just...
I've never been.
...pop up. I'd go, Stewie, just once. Just duck in, if it's Inglis or Magic Millions, wherever you are.
Is there a corporate section?
Just don't start putting your hands up, or you're there, we'll get you a free feed and drink. Okay. Don't worry about that.
Dave will be able to organise that.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
They can organise free feed and drink all day.
Turn it up. But in terms of, like, do you go there and go, right, because we spoke to Adrian Bott yesterday and he said, look, we've been looking at yearlings for the last 6-7 weeks. We kind of know what we want to bid for. Is it a matter of sort of, you know, going, right, we want these 20. If we can get them at the right price, we'll buy them. If we can't, we just have to let them go?
Yeah, look, we've probably got, you know, we probably had a final list of about 30 to 40 that you sort of put a budget on. We know that some of them are going to go over budget, so you sort of have a long list there, and you've got to stick to, you know, you've got to stick to your budget. You can't be going over. You know, lots of these trainers are buying these horses on spec and have to, you know, if they can't sell them, they've got to race them themselves. So you've got to be mindful of that in the end. And you know, we're pretty lucky. We've got a very good client base and very supportive base that back Anthony in. And you know, I look at that colt yesterday that we bought. He's closely related to Ain't No Deal Done, and the filly today, and most of the owners took that, so he was sold in, you know, a matter of hours. So
good. Okay, let's talk about the two runners before we get to the news. King of Hastings, who we saw in Sydney last Saturday. I'll be honest, we were half cursing probably Chris Williams, a jockey sitting three deep, but geez, he was tough, and it actually probably worked out to be the right spot for him. Keep him rolling. He doesn't seem to have a turn of foot. He just keeps going at that one pace.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it probably wasn't the greatest ride, but it was the winning in the race. You know, just keep them rolling. If you dragged him back into behind, he probably would have got over racing and ran himself into the ground more than he did anyway. But no, he's a tough horse. He, you know, he's no world beater. He's no Group 1 star or anything, but he tries so hard, and that takes him a long way. And, you know, he's going to come up here and have to back up and travel up. That is the question mark, but he's a seasoned traveller. He's done a lot of travelling in his time, so we've got no reason why he won't back up. Hopefully he can draw a nice barrier, just put himself in behind the speed somewhere or right on the speed, and, you know, he might be hard to catch around this race, around the Gold Coast.
Perfect. And Evening Glory. So King of Hastings in the Cup or the Snippets?
He's going to run in the Snippets.
Okay.
Evening Glory, he's staying at home. He's not coming up.
Okay, perfect. So just the one runner.
Just the one runner. He was nominated Just in case, he was a good winner the other week, but we're just going to keep him at home. There's a couple of nice races for him over the next few weeks down home.
Last question, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you had to have one runner for the representing the stable that in the two-year-old race, obviously you don't have a runner in the race, but if you could have one runner in the stable, which would you like to have from that two-year-old race?
Geez, you put me on the spot here, Dave.
Yes, I know. You're a good judge of form, though. You're a good judge.
You know, I was quite impressed by the Hayes.
Yep.
The other day, but, you know, barrier 21 really doesn't help him. I'll say the Hayes was even from the barrier. You know, Luke's going to need some luck. You know, Gaze Philly was quite impressive on Saturday, and that looks the form, you know, the form race to come out of the week back up. It's worked so well over the last few years, but, you know, it'd be nice to see a Sarge win. You know, Frank, the Melbourne form, it's not always the greatest form, but probably one of those two.
Brad, thanks for coming on, mate. Enjoy the rest of the week. Stay well hydrated. It's a long campaign up there.
Yes, I will, Dave.
All right.
Bring the family, so it'll be a quiet week this week.